This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. We believe in collecting treasures in this world. And so today we're presenting three collective voices, Sister Joy, Lady Di, and Bernardo Andre Taylor. And let's get started then with a poem so they can each introduce themselves. Bernardo, let us hear your voice.
Flags draped make simple statements, but can you speak their language? Are they blankets to warm bodies cold from souls departed? Veils obscuring empty shells from their loved ones, brokenhearted. Cloaks to honor impoverished vessels no longer nestling among us, having spent their very breath with nothing left to say, they lay. Now allowing banners in their mannerisms to express a final thought, I, a stranger to the language, only certain phrases caught. Is it pride, regret, or happiness? Salam, merci, or anguish? Flags draped make simple statements, but I can't speak their language. Instead, my head is filled with still life portraits. My heart embarks on journeys to the past. I remember times we cried because of anger deep inside. I remember times we could not help but laugh. I am chasing memories and expectations, erasing goals and plans from journals kept. I understand they'll hand to us this flag as a token of their tribute and respect. I reflect on all these things with much emotion flowing through. I recognize that I am out of body too. Flags draped make simple statements, and I am listening for the message from this flag.
And we hear your message, Bernardo. Thank you. Sister Joy, let's hear your message.
Certainly. This is titled, What Does Your Soul Say? Facts from our past leave tracks in time's hourglass that affect our trajectory. What does your soul say during those moments, at those critical crossroads that determine your destiny? When you look in your mirror of realities, do you claim your purpose with pride and insistence, or with dread and resistance, pray that the light of day does not reveal what's concealed beneath layers of polished veneer? What does your soul say? By what means do you acquire and achieve? Are truth and honor your anchors? Or do your sleeves drip with the swell of ego and deceit? Does your light shine? Or does darkness serve as decoy as you cheat and destroy? What does your soul say? What does your soul say when assessing your life direction? Does your connection to professed, desired goals outweigh those you decry, publicly disavow? Are you prepared for that which you seek? Do you know what it is and what it takes to get there? Do you honor the price paid by others for your success? Reality, divinely crafted over time, through circumstance, experience, even perception, calls us to responsibility. More than what we say, we are revered or reviled by others and ourselves for what we do. What does your soul say? There are times we must look into the mirror of our lives, face our hopes, dreams, and fears, disappointments as well as victories. Remember, laughter and tears. We must acknowledge and embrace both valley and mountaintop as the required orchestration that brings us to truth. Only then can we grow to recognize and understand the song of our soul as it tells us which way to go.
The song of our soul. Today we are celebrating the light that shines, and Lady Di is here with us.
Gracious actions prosper. Mommy used to say, in a real tender, kind way, be good, do good. Good will come to you. Smile, the whole world smiles with you. Cry, you cry alone. How true. Do something for someone else. How good it feels. Choose to be kind, considerate, compassionate, and polite. Using main and might, perpetually in God's sight, walking in His holy light. We are obligated to teach our youth, to teach each other, share the truth. Like our great President John F. Kennedy once said, well, we just have to set up satisfactory procedures to determine whether these actions will be carried out. Good actions not only feel good, good actions lift our spirits. Good actions place us closer to our goals. Daddy would say, practice makes perfect, my dear. Have no fear. Hard work never hurt nobody. Long, steady work brings success and good cheer. Let us thank the youth for all they do, helping keep elders in technical loop. Let us be there to help youth with math, English, and baking scoop. Fall on our knees and pray. Learn something new each and every day. Let love be forever in your eyes. As we recognize with good deeds, we say, still I rise, to no surprise. We realize gracious actions prosper. Think on it. What is your gap?
That's Lady Di, and we're here at the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. What is Collective Voices?
I'm glad you asked that, Grace. The short answer is Collective Voices is a unified group of poets composed of Sister Joy, Lady Di, and Bernardo. The long answer? Collective Voices is a trio of socially conscious, spiritually enlightened individuals who act in concert using poetry to bring about awareness, relief, and a call for social change.
Okay, so what do you accomplish in D.C.?
Well, we've had many blessed opportunities. We debuted at the House of Ruth, a shelter for women. And we were so excited at that time that we left there that same night and went to Ellington's on 8th, right down the street from the Library of Congress, and presented on open mic. We've presented at many libraries, bookstores, churches, schools, cafes, television, radio. Poetry extravaganza celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King at the Martin Luther King Library is one of our really treasured, favored events. We just celebrated 20 years. We, each of us, Bernardo, Sister Joy, and Lady Di, are members of the PIPS, Poets in Progress, presenting poetry at the Folger Shakespeare Library under the direction of D.C. Poet Laureate Dolores Kendrick.
Well, I'm holding in my hand a most beautiful brochure of your 20th anniversary. It was a poetry extravaganza in honor of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and it was presented by Collective Voices. It was a day to remember. It was all day long with drummers and dancers. It was the event of the year. So tell us now, what does it stand for? What does it all stand for?
Well, if Collective Voices is to stand for anything, it would be empowerment, inspiration, and unity. So often people are waiting for permission. And it's just so sad when you see that, especially as you move on in life and you see that same pattern, not just in children.
But do you see results?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are young persons and not so young persons that have come to us years after participating in some activity, particularly poetry extravaganza, but many of the events that we have organized through the arts, where they say, as a matter of fact, Diane just mentioned, she ran into someone who, over 20 years ago, she tutored her and introduced her to poetry, and that person is now a young adult and is still writing poetry. We're convinced that we're on the right path.
So for 20 years, you've been doing this and planting seeds.
Planting seeds.
Of renewal.
Yes.
And I actually had you on the air 30 years ago, Sister Joy. Do you remember that?
I do. I wasn't sure
girl.
You remembered.
Oh, I do. You were just a little girl.
Okay.
So let us hear what you have to say from your heart.
Well.
So let's have a poem. Bernardo?
Oh, okay. From my heart, the previous poem, I think you can tell, was about the servicemen.
Mm-hmm. Right? You were in the service.
Yes, I was in the United States Navy. And I've seen what happens to someone who's separated from his family for long periods of time. And then for that to come to an end by coming home wrapped in a box with a flag over it, it's like very sad for everyone. So I try to look at it from a spiritual perspective. We all are spirits inhabiting vessels. And when the spirit leaves the vessel, then the vessel's just there. So it's like another box, you know. And this poem here, Lack of Spiritual Significance, came about because I recognize that, especially nowadays with all the videos and the media, we're seeing so many tragedies happen in America in the streets, almost like a civil war, unspoken. And this is one of the things that happens when you took a look at a person and you label them an object or you label them a thing or some other idea that someone gave to you that you don't really know the person. And when we disacknowledge the spiritual of that person, then we take away a great treasure.
Mm.
So this is loss, lack of spiritual significance. I've been living black so long, I forgot I was spirit.
Mm.
And spirit has no color. You see, I forgot I was spirit, and spirit has no color. Thus, I can't be judged by this. Since spirit has no color, and I cannot be judged by this, why do I live in fear? I mean, I cannot be judged by this. So why do I live in fear, and why do they feel afraid? Hey, why do I live in fear, and why do they feel afraid? Will we ever know the why? So why do they feel afraid? Will we ever know the why? I can only speak for me. Will we ever know the why? I can only speak for me. And I've been busy living black.
That is my favorite poem of yours, Bernardo. You plunge right in. And so, Sister Joy, tell us what's on your mind. We're at the Library of Congress with Collective Voices.
Certainly. I'm going to follow Bernardo's lead. He talked about the veterans and military experience. An annual event that I've done for the past 5 years is both on Veterans Day and Memorial Day to go down to the National Mall and share poetry with the veterans. This is titled, I Proudly Wave the Flag. I proudly wave the flag, America's flag, but only if the stars aren't dipped with daggers and the stripes don't strangle hopes, dreams, and aspirations. I proudly wave the flag, America's flag, the flag of those who know justice and liberty must be unilaterally dispensed beyond and within her shores. I proudly wave the flag, America's flag, the flag of brave citizens of conscience who never hide behind it, citizens who refuse to be blind to crimes falsely committed in her name, citizens who wave it to confront bigotry and shame, denouncing venomous flags that once waved and those still waving on ships which enslave through cargo holds of death and destruction. I proudly wave the flag and stand firm knowing my nation's integrity guides just how high the flag will fly. I wave it and shout welcoming cries to new tomorrows where equality in boardrooms, courtrooms, and classrooms is a reality for all citizens of this country. I proudly wave the flag and will not be divided from my sisters and brothers by lesser views that would hold me from my rightful pride. I decry all who dishonor and disgrace with fabricated stories of guts and glory, boasting with arrogance and greed of a righteous might, while maligning national pride. I proudly wave the flag and continue to do my part, ensuring democracy is strong within our shores, removing barriers, opening doors, and yes, remembering when. So, for the elders, the children, and all of tomorrow's champions who fervently search the horizon to see if the flag waves for them, I stand vigilant and proudly wave the flag.
That's our sister Joy, removing barriers everywhere she goes. Lady Di.
Well, on a lighter note, and as love poet, I want everyone to know what we need now is love. See you sooner, baby. I'll pay a late fee to get to you sooner. Baby, I'll pay a late fee for you. In middle of something, I'll drop it. Running late, miss date, miss deadline, darling, I won't mind. You are so fine. Ooh, baby. I'll pay a late fee. Won't bother me. As long as I get to see you, baby, seeing you is what matters to me. Darling love, you have a charming, pleasing personality. Charming as can be. Running behind time, I'll turn around on a dime. Want to hit it right on time. I gotta be with you, honey. I'll deal with everything else later, lovey. Yes, baby, I'll pay a late fee. Said I wasn't ever going to pay a late fee again. I'll pay a late fee just to get to you, just to see you sooner. Whatever it takes, I'll even pay that late fee.
All kinds of love, right? There's
yes.
All kinds of love, Lady Di.
Yes.
Okay, before Bernardo reads us another poem, I'm going to ask him a question. And that is, how do you live your life the way you talk your poems? What is the same way that governs you to live your daily life, what you say in your poems? What makes you move, Bernardo?
Once again, the simple answer would be spirit. I wake in the morning and I recognize that I'm still here. So God intended me to still be here. So in spite of whatever I'm facing, I find this call to answer the call.
Just you think your poetry's a call?
Oh, definitely. I got a poem, as a matter of fact, called The Calling.
And do you think you were born with a mission?
I think I was.
And are you fulfilling that mission?
I believe I am. I'm waiting for him to take me to the next place to display that.
And what is the mission?
The mission is to empower, to enlighten others, to help them see what the truth is and to show them where to go to get their information.
Do it for us.
Do it for you? Well, I thought about doing a couple different poems, but I think people very rarely get to see the love poet side of Bernardo and sort of understand the tenderness inside of this fiery political activist guy, you know. So I thought I'd bring a little different something. This is something from my book, as a matter of fact, The Color of New. This poem is called When We Danced. As a matter of fact, Grace, this poem is because of you at the workshop we went to. And you said that to go into the elevator and go back to a time and recognize something and write what you see. So this is for you and my friend Diane over there, you know, with the love over there. So When We Danced. I need your touch. You touch me and I dream and fill me with your kiss, it always reminds me on summer nights like this All is said in one glance when we dance. That night, when we danced, the earth stopped spinning, giving all of its momentum unto us. With what we shared, we did not dare to let it have its ending in this way. We carried dreams deemed bright and sacred, carried lovers' smiles, all the hope that crossed the oceans like a child within our sway. Spotlights all around us, but we sashayed in a dim space in between. Blue lights in the basement, encased within a club, inside a dream. You moved me, not the music. Drew me into your grace. That sound, I only used it to keep pace. To keep time inside your rhythm, so no friction would ensue. In that night, that song, I belong to you, only you. You took me to a pinnacle I could not have reached alone. You see, a house is not a home. How your thighs advised me when to slow down, when to stay. There is so much more to be said of that way. The way your body moved me, renewed me, soft and soothing, reproved me as a man, worthy and deserving of romance. That night still shines within my mind, so soft and yet so bright, when I recall that night when we danced.
I am giving more poetry workshops. I am. Bernardo, this is, your voice is beautiful. This is something different. I did not know about you. That was fabulous, wasn't
it?
Yes,
it was. Yes, it was.
And before we go into your heart, Sister Joy, what have you had to overcome to find your voice?
Oh, my.
I mean, this didn't just
This is
come
only,
to you.
How many minutes do we have for this program?
Well, just what we come with,
right.
But then there are walls put before us.
Yes.
So just what is the first thing that comes to mind that you had to overcome to be who you are and say your truth?
The first thing was being separated from my parents as a child. I grew up as a ward of the state since the age of 5 and only met my biological father at the age of 30. Today, I don't know what my mother's face looks like.
Will you write your memoir?
I've been encouraged many times to do so.
I'm behind you.
But that, the realization that we all come to life with obstacles and challenges, and it's up to us to decide whether we will be victorious or victims, whether we will sing our song despite the pain, and understand that pain does turn into joy, pun intended, and finding an opportunity to encourage others, for if we can be victorious in this, then surely there is a lesson to be learned. So we witness, we tell the story in such a way that creates bonds and bridges and eliminates barriers.
Talk to us.
Okay. This poem is titled Snow. Snow. Just enough snow had fallen to dust the car and factory rooftops that lined this particular strip of gentrified ghetto, a place denied renaissance by politicians with pockets grown fat, from favors to absentee landlords and landowners negligent in their concern for community. Yesterday, smokestacks belched ominous swirls, polluting everything, air, land, and water, consumed by the apparently dispensable people of this town. Damage done by these now silenced menaces continues to cripple economies and families. The latest diagnosis of the preacher's son reveals congenital lung defects, connecting him inextricably to the 3-generation legacy of his coal miner grandfather. All the snow in the world can't cover the white mark on an X-ray or muffle the sound of sobs from the woman holding her grandchild against her broken heart.
Beautiful, beautiful. Lady Di, let's hear the words you write.
This is a concern that's so dear to my heart through the years and still is: homelessness. Broke, not broken. Nowhere to lay, nowhere to rest, nowhere to lay her head. No bed to sleep, standing on meridian, fear deep, a few inches from busy street. A mighty, mighty, mighty long time since she had any food to eat. Appreciating open bottle of water, helping to combat her serious thirst and intense heat. An act of kindness, an act of love, a show of care. Her sunken eyes reveal imminent look of despair. But for grace of God, I go there. She turned completely, quickly walked away, turned back around, looked deeply into my eyes to say, God bless you. You are only person who gave me something today. Sign she carried, read, broke, not broken.
Well, we are going to have a final poem from each of you.
I just was wondering if we were to do perhaps a group poem.
It's a short one, but we'd like to do it.
Let's do a group poem.
All right, I'm going to start over there with my sister.
Our group poem is on service. That's what Dr. Martin Luther King did. He provided service for our people. So in honoring him, we wrote service. Service for me is sharing my life and time with others, spreading love through encouragement, empowering sisters and brothers.
Game changing, that's what Dr. King was about. He fought racism, war, and greed, taught that service conquers apathy, fear, and hate. He served wherever he saw a need.
Service most often requires the giving of self and of time. The ultimate service that I can perceive is putting your life on the line.
Service.
Service.
That is the collective voice of Bernardo, Andre Taylor, Sister Joy, Lady Di. And this is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. The program is produced by Forest Woods Media Production. Post-production by Mike Turpin, MET Studios. We wish to thank the Library of Congress for making this program possible. Funding is provided by the Witter Binner Foundation for Poetry and the Reva and David Logan Foundation, and friend of poetry, Hiram LaRue. Our engineer is Mike Turpin. I'm Grace Cavalieri.